if some people just start sitting down here, and then like obviously these people are like,
and then if me and you like,
Melvin came to me and he was, so Melvin is basically the main man behind the scenes, and he came to me and he was like, Otis, I'm upset. I've come to London. He's a first year student, first year being in London, and he saw so many homeless people. It was quite shocking for him. So he was like, I've got to do something about it. And he was like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go and give food to homeless people. And I was like, sounds like a wicked idea. He was like, but I've got a big project, a major campaign that I want to do. HOTUS, can you help me? So obviously, being in the Students' Union and having some power there, he wanted my help. But that kind of just turned into way more than what he's expecting. And obviously now I'm so involved just because of my personal kind of feelings towards homelessness as well. So he's the main man, and then he basically just got me involved, and together we've been going out every week for a few days, just giving out sandwiches, socks, you know, water, and basically continuing it. And this week we're going to have like a massive campaign with like a relay, documentary, music video, and this sit out, and hopefully gather quite a lot of awareness about homelessness and how serious it is in London and how we all really need to help.
Oh, wait, let me get to Yeah, so I mean, I guess people's concerns is that campaigns are not genuine, and because they've heard so many things, it's just they've sort of lost hope into helping out because they feel like the help they are giving is not truly being helpful. Wait, let's see what this is about.
There was one man came and he said, oh, I know some homeless people. Is it okay if like they come to you and they get some food and stuff? So they just came, obviously word of mouth, and we've got some food to hand out, so he just came to get that.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
I need a girl to ride, ride, ride.
Since meeting everyone else at Wembley, we've come to Central and we've set up everything. We've got the cards, we've got all the helpers, all this, by helpers I mean me too, all the volunteers, everyone just helping. So we've got together, we've sat down, and we've raised money. It's been good. It's been really good. It's, to be fair, I'm surprised at like how the response that we've had. So I'm just, more money that we can get, the more food we can buy, the more clothes we can buy, the more things we can get.
We would never have got this far if it wasn't for Melvin's passion, because when he came to me, like I'd thought about homelessness before, but it wasn't like a big thing in my mind. But now, just from speaking to Melvin so many times and like preparing all of this stuff and then getting people involved, doing like little handouts of food here and there just every week, like the passion has built inside me so much that I've tried to get so many people along to here today, which we've been able to do. And the same as Melvin, like brought so many people, and It's just
not just my passion though, it's everyone that's been part of it from the start, because there's no vision.
But you started it and your passion came through everybody else, and like if it wasn't for you, Melvin, like none of this would have happened for sure.
Thank you, honestly, that's kind of you, that, but it is,
it's true.
It's everyone, you know what I mean, every single person that's been part of this from the start, every single person, it wouldn't be what it is without people, like good-hearted people who are taking the time to do this. People have deadlines, people have all sorts of, people haven't slept, people come hungover, you know what I mean, anything, and they're still here. And that's part of, if students can do that, why, you know, basically why can't anybody else do it?
I am from Northern Ireland and we're really poor over there. Like, we're not really poor, there's bits everywhere that kind of have the riches, but where I'm from a really, really poor part of Northern Ireland. It's called Derry, Londonderry, so it's not really the most, what would you say, there's a lot of homeless about. I have a family member who used to be homeless and he died in the town, Lenner, so it was kind of some of the things that was really close to my heart, so I just decided to make a Tumblr. It's kind of dedicated to everything. I'm from Ireland, but I see myself more British, like I like being here more, so it kind of has everything. It has students doing fashion, it has kind of people who have came from really poor backgrounds and have like shown that they can be someone. So taking a picture of these guys, for instance, kind of just shows that you don't have to be homeless. They raise money for homeless people, you can do it whenever you want. So really it was just to raise awareness, and a lot of people back home do follow me, but I have more followers from England and really all across the world, like America. So it's kind of just a thing that's close to everyone's heart.
that we've just met Paul. He's been on the streets homeless for 4 years. He looks a bit down and a bit exhausted, so we're taking him to a hostel where we're going to get him some food and a shower and some rest, and hopefully he'll be a lot happier after that.
We are all very privileged people, and it's kind of our obligation to help people that are in need. But at the same time, I'm here like for them and for me as well, because it makes me feel like I'm doing my part and that I'm helping people in some way.
It's a great cause, and I think everyone should be aware of it and how big of a problem it is in cities like London.
Well, Melvin's my flatmate, and he's been working on this project for a long time now. And I've just been seeing what he's been doing over the past few months, and I've just been inspired to help.
Well, I don't know, I just like, I always feel like when I see someone homeless, I just feel really bad, because like it's not fair for them to be living like that and we're living better than them. Just like, so like helping them just makes me happy. If we can help them, like that would make me really happy.
I mean, we expected people to donate, but we didn't expect like so many in such a short span of time. And so I think that people realize that, you know, this is a problem, and it, especially in a city like London, there's so many homeless people, one every 100 yards. So I think that if they see someone like them doing this, you know, it's we make it easy for them to make the donation, I think.
It is really tough. It is quite a different experience. It's like a shock to my reality, because you're like, oh wow, I've never been through that, or I've got so much, and then in my lifetime the amount of waste that I've seen as well,
right.
And then I see people like this, it's a bit,
it's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
it is even when we went to hand out sandwiches a few weeks ago, it was really good to like, even for yourself, you know, you just realize so many things that you just might not think about every day. We spoke to some people, like this guy, he had like a illness in his lungs, and so his girlfriend kicked him out because he couldn't work anymore. He was quite old, but not like super old, like 60s, and so he was homeless now, and he was like, the only way for me to get out of trouble is if I like hurt someone and I get arrested.
The thing that breaks my heart the most is when like people are walking and they see someone homeless and they just like ignore them or treat them badly. It's not their fault that they're like there. So just like that breaks my heart. It's not a way of living to treat people like they are less than you.
I said no.
Maybe like
you need to be humble, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, there are going to be like some that want to be homeless, some that, you know, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. We met some people like that. We met a guy that was in the street because of, you know, drug abuse. He was doing speed.
But drug abuse,
it's like, not all of them.
Sometimes you find people that are so educated and they're so like intelligent. They could have a lot, but it's not their fault that they're there. Like something happened in their life that made them live there. Or like old people, like a lot of the homeless people are really old. And it's not their fault because they can't work or anything and nobody's
helping
them. Yeah,
I was just telling you about it. And I believe in second chances. Like even if you did do drug abuse, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
But you can get out of it, like
you
know.
You always have the chance to like restart your life if you want.
Because the argument sometimes is like, oh, they drink and so they don't want to get out of the streets, you know. But why do they drink? Maybe because they had seen some things, you know, tough things in their life. So
we wanted to help Paul. We wanted him to have a safe place to stay for tonight and have a decent shower, but we couldn't find anywhere close to here, and we could find a place in St. Pancras close to King's Cross, but he said it was a bit far away for him to walk there and the other places were too expensive and he didn't want to stay in a shared bedroom, so we couldn't really help him. In the end we got him some more food and we got him in a bus, but that was all we could do. So unfortunately, I wished we had something better to tell, but I think, you know, it was actually his own choice. He wanted to stay in the street. He said that himself. So yeah, maybe we'll have some more luck with the next people we find.
involved with this cause?
Well, basically, you can give some money or leave. Yes.
Yeah.
Some gave pizza, some gave chicken.
Nando's. Yeah. Everything. By the way, did you find some homeless people to give the food to?
Yeah, because we've been getting loads of food.
We found some. We got loads of. Before we had Nando's.
Give it, no,
we
got, I mean, food. I don't mind giving it out anyway while we're here. Before we go, actually.
No, it's been a great experience today. Obviously, many people have come and donated. It's been great just walking down the Leicester Square, meeting people willing to actually give time and money. So it's very nice to see that.
Yeah, one more. It was good just to talk to the homeless, see how they're doing, what their views are and what we're doing, to see that they appreciate it as well. It's like a good thing. I think it really helps inside when you like that morale boost.
Exactly.
When you think that you've helped someone. Definite.
To hear their story as well.
Yeah, definitely to hear their story and then how they're homeless and then how we can help them. And it's just that real boost that you help, that you've helped them.
Oh, well, is that a video?
We've had so many donations of food, like randomly. I guess it's getting to like dinner time and people are full. They come in with all their leftovers to take home and they've seen us and they've given it to us. Obviously, we're going to go out and give it to the homeless people. Although it does look very delicious.
God bless you.
So just so generous. People are. We've been very impressed about the amount of generosity that's been around today. Like, unbelievable. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Go for it, man.
I don't mind.
Just don't eat any, all right?
Okay. If he eats, then you'll kill him.
Maybe it's peri chips.